All right. Thank you, BBS, for making this possible for us. Here we are live over the internet again. I welcome you all if you're listening in online. Thank you for being here. And as usual, this is a conference call, a simulcast with a conference call, and we had two more people join in here. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Debbie from California.
Welcome, Debbie Dolphin.
Hi. How are you? Hi, everybody.
And Antonio from California.
Antonio, good evening. Welcome.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Antonio.
Debbie, I think it was so much fun to to have Sija do your healing list yesterday.
Oh, my God.
All right. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Good evening. Hi, this is Grandma White Dove in Idaho.
Welcome, Grandma White Dove.
Hi, Grandma White Dove.
Hi, Antonio. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Grandma White Dove.
Hi.
I forgot what they said about me on the healing list.
You forgot what they said?
I have to. I'll wait until they put it up on the Spirit Channel so I can download it.
Right.
The only thing I remember them saying is that, like, Abby, my dog, she loves me.
Yes, yes. What you might want to do is, when you listen to it, just write it down for yourself. You know, just pause it and write down what it said. It can be pretty valuable in the future, too, those messages.
Yes. And I want to use, like, something so I could...
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hello. Hi. This is Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, everybody.
I want to get, like, those...
The next caller, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, I'm Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Good evening, Don.
Hi,
welcome.
Don.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Antonio.
I want to get one of those things that it lets me just cut out whatever I want from the audio.
Mm-hmm.
So then I could just, it'll be like probably like a minute long, and I can listen to it over and over again.
There's so many things available online for free these days. You probably will be able to find it.
Yes. I think Wynn told me about Audacity, I think it was. I haven't tried that, but I got something. It was free online. That I think it was called a wave pad.
Mm-hmm.
I did one, and there's still a lot to go.
Yeah.
They are valuable.
Mm-hmm. In case you just joined in online through BBS Radio, good evening to you. We welcome you. We wait for Winfrey and Terry Brown to call in to the show. Oops. And as a reminder, as we do every day, it is our Whole Planet Healing conference call at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 days a week. This is only accessible per phone, and you can find the information at wholeplanethealing.com. And I will now also give you that phone number you can call into, which is 712-770-4340. The access code is 250-513-pound. 7 days a week, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'll say the number one more time fast. 712 770 4340, access code 250513 pound.
And you'll be able to listen to our lovely voices live.
We gather there. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
Yeah, hi. It's Lauren from Forks, Washington.
Hello, Lauren.
Hi. I had to use the alternative numbers and to get in.
Okay.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
Hi again.
Is that White Duff?
Yep.
Hi, White Duff.
Hi, Don.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, Lauren.
Welcome to the next caller. Good evening. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Hello, Roger. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, Roger.
Hey, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, everybody.
That's what I use the alternative number because with the regular number, so I don't have a plan or anything, I just have an app and Wi-Fi. It wants to charge me.
Someone else joined in. Good evening. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Wynn.
Hello, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hello. Hi, Wynn.
And the next caller, welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Phyllis from Squim, Washington, and thank you for the alternate number because I just used it for the first time.
All right. Well, you're here. Thank you for being here, Phyllis.
Yeah, thank you. Hi.
It sounded like somebody had bottles on their fingers.
Yeah. Somebody has what?
Everybody?
It sounded like somebody had bottles on their fingers and they were, like, clacking them together.
Someone else joined in. Good evening. Good evening to you.
I kept getting a busy circuit message.
You're here. You're here. Thank you for being here, Helen.
Yeah, I didn't know if anybody else had a problem getting in.
Hi, Helen.
Several people. And the next caller, welcome to you. Please say a name and location.
Hi, this is Mary Eileen in Cincinnati.
Hello, Mary Eileen. Good
Eileen.
Evening.
Hi, Mary Eileen.
And the next caller, welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, everybody. It's Bonnie in California.
Welcome, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi. Hello.
Hey, when did
My
you...
My circuit was busy, too.
What's on?
What was that? Oh, I was saying, I wonder if you got my email about... I meant to say it was during the week that I thought last Monday's call was real interesting, and it'd be a good idea if Lauren feels like participating.
Hey, listen.
I
don't want him to outshine me, okay?
Find like beautiful supernovas.
Supernovas. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jennifer from Greensburg, PA. Hi, everybody.
Welcome to you, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi,
y'all.
Jennifer, do you have a cold?
I have allergies, I think. I'm not sick, no. I'm just having a little bit of congestion. Why?
I used to have allergies, but not anymore. And
you're lucky.
Somebody told me to use local honey from like your area.
Mm-hmm. I do that. Yeah, it helps some. But I'm highly
allergic to cats. How about an ion generator?
An ion generator that might help.
Air ionizer.
Yeah, look up ionizer allergies.
Okay.
On the internet. You know, they're cheap.
Okay.
And
Thank you.
It helps me.
When it comes to honey, you need raw honey, unfiltered.
And then
local.
Not
grocery store.
Right. I do buy that stuff, that when I go to like the farm market and whatever. Yeah.
So I don't know if that'll...
Localer the better.
Yeah.
I don't know if that will help allergies. Do you think it will?
It does.
It does.
It can. Certain types of allergies, like allergies from your local plants, would help with.
Yeah.
Two more people joining in. Good evening to you. Please say a name and location. But of course.
Hello, everyone. Hi, Shirley from Ohio.
Hi, Shirley. Good evening.
Hi, Shirley.
Help me with the pollen.
Right, that's what it's supposed to do.
I'm allergic to a lot of stuff, like grasses, trees, flowers, cats, dogs, mold, everything. So it's a bad.
Honey helped you with the pollen?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No, I took allergy shots. Not for me.
No, Antonio said it did.
That's awesome.
Yes.
That's great.
That's from the local bees that made the honey.
Well, beekeepers told me if you get the first batch that they take out in the spring, that's the best one for allergies.
Mm-hmm.
So
really?
Honey. Okay. He said it's been sitting in the hive all winter, and so it's a better allergy.
More concentrated properties.
Right, yeah.
I saw a device once. It was somebody invented. It was a honeycomb for a hive. It's made out of metal, and you could just turn a crank or something. It would open up all the cells, and the honey would drain out. You wouldn't even have to open the hive up or anything.
Cool.
Good evening to the next caller. Welcome. Please say a name and location.
Hi, everyone. It's Prudy.
Hello, Prudy. Welcome.
Hi, Prudy. Thank
you. Jennifer, you need one of those naked cats.
It's so funny looking. Couldn't get on
board. The next caller that joined in, welcome to you. Please share name and location.
Hi, Heis. It's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Good evening, Jeannie. Welcome.
Hi, Jeannie.
Thank you.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Antonio. Hi, everybody. Hi.
Is there any cure if you're...
Pretty, how you doing?
I took allergy shots for 2 years to get rid to be able to have a cat. That's how crazy I am. Just to be able to have her.
You really wanted a cat back.
No, welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Welcome, Terry.
Hey.
Good evening.
Hi, Terry. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Lauren. Did you have a question?
Yeah, how are you doing?
Much better. Thank you.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Is it warm? Because we had a real nice day. It was in the 60s.
Oh, yeah. Really nice.
You may see further improvements up to Wednesday.
Welcome to the next caller. Sure. Please say a name and location. But of course,
only if you want to,
we welcome you.
Hi, everybody on BBS.
Yes, welcome to all of you folks listening online.
Join us on Whole Planet Hearing.
In an hour.
Yes, right after this call, after this show on BBS Radio, we go over to another conference call. You can only participate by phone. I will give you that number. You can also find the information at wholeplanethealing.com. The phone number to call is 712-770-4340. The access code is 250-513-pound. 7 p.m. Pacific, 7 days a week.
And I'll be your greeter. Prudy and I will be your greeter. And both of us, if both of us greet you, that will be Plutonio.
with Tony.
Or Lotonio, if Warren said. Or Dotonio, if Scott is there. And Wolotonio.
You might want to give the alternate access number, too.
That gets complicated, Lauren.
Well, they can't get in.
Yes. If for anyone to any of the conference calls, if you do have problems calling in, you first dial a different and alternative number, which is 425-535-9113. Then you wait for the prompt, and it will tell you to dial the regular phone number, so the conference call number that you are trying to get into, plus after that the access code.
Well, Terry and I just got back from happy hour.
How happy were you? Happier now.
Happy hours don't make me any happier.
You killed her. Okay.
Okay. But they help my appetite. In fact, well, I have an interesting idea tonight. And before I go into my idea, I might ask Lauren some more questions, if he wants to. Would you like to say your name and your city, please? No. Okay. That's fine. But Hive, would you like to
Dingalite? The last
pardon
one?
Me?
Someone else joining us into the call?
Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hi Janine, welcome.
Hello,
Janine.
How is everybody?
Hi, Janine.
Hi,
yeah.
Janine.
Hi.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you. I'm not happy though. We got 10 inches of snow. Where
still
are
going.
You? Salt Lake City.
I gotta say, I'm not jealous at you.
Could have been worse.
It's probably coming our way. We're south of you.
Might be. It's going to stop today and then start again probably Wednesday and work its way till Sunday. Snowed in.
Wow. Yeah, we're supposed
lucky
to get
you.
Thing.
All right. Hope you'll stay warm.
All right.
I'm definitely going to stay warm.
I'm going to start.
Hello.
Yes,
thanks for the warning.
All right. The things are off. I'm going to mute the phone line.
Yeah. Leave people unmuted, okay?
Okay. Strange enough, my muted button doesn't work.
Yeah.
The recording has started.
The mute button doesn't work?
It didn't for me.
Muted.
Okay, it works for me.
All right.
Unmuted.
This is 7:16 p.m. At least I didn't say July 16th. February 3rd, 2005. Wynn and Terry in Sedona, everybody everywhere. And Terry, you want to say hello? Are you unmuted? Oh, you're unmuted.
Yeah. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hello, Terry.
Hello.
Hi, Terry. Hi. Is it 2005?
Did I 2020? What did I say?
2005.
And
well,
is today the third?
What? That's close. The third. Today is the third.
It's the third, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's see. You know, I've said this, and I said this is an experiment. Do you guys realize it's an experiment?
I don't.
Yeah. You don't?
I don't.
Are we the guinea pigs?
Which part is the experiment?
Pardon me?
I said, which part is the experiment?
Just about every part is experiment. Why is it an experiment? Okay.
We're the experiment.
We're the experiment. We have a group of people coming into these lines, and every one of you is different. Every one of you, some of you are old souls, some of you are angelic souls, and some of you are nebbish souls. Like me.
I don't know what nebbish means.
Nebbish. I forget what it means. I think it's a Jewish term.
Yeah.
But contrary souls. Okay?
Oh.
We've come together, and we've been coming together for quite some time. And, you know, I'm not following a rule book or a guidebook. I'm, like, riding with it as it goes. And I'm learning how it works. And it's kind of like a beta test for something that has the potential to reach many more people. Will it do that? It might. I don't know. I think I'm more confident now in how this works. So if I start going out and talking, and I want to thank you all, because on Sunday, when I told all the stories you've heard 50 times, and I said, did you all get bored? You said, no, there were new people on the line. And sometimes people have told me, when there's new people on the line, just tell them to listen to an introduction or something. And it's like the new people that come in have an opportunity, but they don't know they have an opportunity. And I feel I have to give it my best shot so they don't miss the opportunity, okay? And what is the opportunity? I thought I would ask you all to... Now, usually when I ask you, people don't answer. Well, there's certain people that always come to the plate. And I want some of you who don't normally talk to consider talking, okay? Now, who's making all that noise? That's not Terry, is it?
No, it's not me.
No, I've been muting several phone lines already, and I keep doing that.
Yeah, keep an eye, since everybody's open, keep an eye on the active speaker. So if somebody starts yelling at their husband, we can mute them quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Or their wife.
Or their wife.
Yeah.
Or their kids. Or their dog.
And that includes Terry.
It's hard to yell at you when you're on the phone.
You guys don't believe Terry can get mad, do you?
But I do. I get really mad sometimes.
I'm glad to hear that.
Well, sometimes, you know, it's actually could be good to get mad, because I've learned never to take it personally. And
yeah.
So I used to yell back at her, and sometimes I do. But now I just say, okay, let her get it off her chest.
Right.
It might also avoid the need to go to the psychiatrist.
Right.
And avoid the
Yeah.
You know what? If Terry went to a psychiatrist, she'd start processing them.
I would. My mother sent me to a psychiatrist when I was about 6. And I didn't like him. He didn't seem to make sense.
I got sent to a psychiatrist too when I was a kid.
Yeah?
But I'm not going to tell you why. Not because I don't want to. It's just because I'm bored telling my stories. And
well, I know why my mother took me there. It's because she, one day she was sitting there with my brother, and she had this book. And the book was like How Sex Works. And I got mad because she never read us stories or anything. She gave away our Peter Rabbit books. And I thought, you know, if she won't read Peter Rabbit, why should I listen to sex? Besides, the neighbor girl already explained me what.
And by questioning that, your mom sent you to a psychiatrist.
Yeah. But she thought something was wrong with me. But went once. That was it.
As I understand it, rabbits like sex quite a bit. Isn't that true?
Yeah, she should have read me Peter Rabbit.
Yeah.
Hi, Raiden.
Greetings.
Hi, Raiden.
So here's what I want to do. Okay? And this should be fairly easy. Now, I could call on you, but I don't want to, and you could say pass, okay? Maybe if I call on you, though, you might say something. But, you know, all of us here, and I say this is an experiment, and it's an experiment because it's like we have a group of people from very divergent backgrounds that have been learning how to create a group energy and learning feeling shifts inside of themselves. And all of us came into this call with a certain set of belief systems. Some are maybe more expanded than others. Some are more metaphysical. Some are more religious. And for whatever reason, this call probably didn't fit your belief systems. And yet, you chose to keep coming. And that showing up has caused us to have some amazing leaps forward in our, I don't even know what, you know, in our ability to sense the higher realms of spirit, in our ability to have confidence that we don't die, in our ability to become friends with these group souls, and that they say that they're paying attention to you, and some of you might be aware that they're paying attention to you, that have developed an interface. I know Raiden believes he has a connection with the Ra group, and maybe with the Elohim, but more so with the Ra group. Lauren believes he has a connection with the Elohim group. Now, usually, if you're on these calls, you get a connection with both. But, and some of you have a connection and you don't know it, okay? Something has to shift inside of you till you recognize the connection. And I wanted you to come forward and share what your belief systems were before you came into the calls, and what attracted you to keep coming. And is that okay with you guys?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is there anyone that doesn't want to participate and share? Okay, the hammer doesn't want to share.
Are you going to pick me?
No, I'm leaving you to last, okay?
Because I'm asking because I was going to do oil pulling while we're on the call, so can't do it with the mouth full of oil.
Okay. All right, no, I'm not going to do you first, Antonio.
And then by the time I'm done, 20 minutes, it'll be 6:50, and I'll be on the whole planet healing call.
Well, I'll catch you before 6:50, okay? The thing is, most people know about you, okay?
Yeah.
And
I didn't have any beliefs before I went on the call.
Yeah. You know, and when you do this kind of sharing, it's really good for putting your frequencies out to the group in this way. And it gets your frequencies more felt by other people. So it increases the level of affinity that you already have, most likely, but can increase, all right, for all of us. So, let's see. Now, even though I said, is there anyone that doesn't want to do it, and no one said anything, if I call on you, you can still say yes, all right?
I'll go first.
So, who wants to go first?
Antonio.
Antonio, I don't want you to go first. You're too anxious.
No, he wants to do oil pulling.
Just have an empty cup so you can get the oil temporary.
You only have to do oil. Did you get some oil, Antonio?
Yeah, I've been doing it for about 2 weeks.
Is it helping?
Yes. My teeth, they feel stronger, and there was a tooth that was sensitive for a really long time, and it's not sensitive anymore.
What brand are you using?
Castrol.
Lauren recommended the California Olive Ranch olive oil.
Okay. All right. I mean, supposedly, if you look it up, you can use all kinds of different oils. And yeah. I started using an oil that's a blend of a few oils that are all good. I don't know if that makes it better or not, but that's what I got used to doing. But Don Herman, are you willing to participate? Oh, you're muted. Just a second.
I went.
Don, are you there?
Yeah. What was the question again? Why it kept coming back to the calls?
Well, what were your belief systems before you started coming to the call?
About the same. That's why I was interested in it. I've been looking at metaphysics since I was like a teenager, so I'm very familiar with all this stuff. And
what was the first thing? Were you reading things on metaphysics?
Yeah, I mean, because I had an aunt that was into, she's like a Rosicrucian or something, and she was into a lot of stuff. And I think another one of my aunts had the yogi book, the autobiography of a yogi.
Right.
So I read that early on, and it just resonated with me. You know, it just really interested me, all that kind of topics. So.
Yeah, well, I read that early on too. And when I was younger, I had my father's belief system in me, which is, what's their angle? Okay. Everybody had to have an angle. Right? I remember reading the autobiography of a yogi, and I kept thinking, what's this guy's angle?
And I live in a cave. What's his angle?
I looked at his face. I looked at his face, and he said, but he looks so trustworthy and pure. And I couldn't figure out what his angle was. And so I said, I think all these things actually must have happened to him. And, you know, what's interesting is when I start, autobiography of a yogi, it is an autobiography, and it tells a story of this guy traveling around India and his meeting with all these masters and Indian saints and these miracles that kept happening. And when I started hitchhiking or traveling in that way, I opened myself up to miracles that I never thought I believed possible. And it changed my life. And I said, this must be what Yogananda felt like. And another time I said, this must be what Jesus felt like. Because there was obviously an overlay pattern that was, you know, that was creating synchronicities, sometimes every day. And I couldn't figure it out. I was just in a state of awe. But go ahead, Don. So did we seem to be similar to things you had studied?
It all fits right in with my interests and what I resonate with.
Yeah.
Something I learned quite after a long time was that I really think in this lifetime I've been concentrating on just clearing out and releasing a lot of negativity, probably a lot of past life stuff. I don't know what it was, but I think that's what I've been doing. I feel like I've really dumped a lot of negative garbage that I was carrying around. So I think that was what I did.
You mean on our calls?
Just in general, and also on the calls, but, you know, just in general.
Yeah.
Many things that I've learned over my lifetime.
I mean, I've noticed the quality of your voice has changed quite a bit, you know, from a couple of years ago.
Uh-huh.
And it seems to me you're more grounded and more confident in yourself.
It's possible.
But I could be wrong. Okay? Mm-hmm. I wish I could get that way. Okay? In any case, let's see. I'm going to to some people that usually don't talk about themselves. And again, if I call on you, you can say pass. Is Wanda on the line? Oh, all the people I call on are muted. Hang on. Wanda, I can't unmute you. So,
yes, you.
There you go. She's muted again. Wait a second. Okay.
Hello?
Wanda, you're unmuted. There you go.
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
So you wanted to know what I believed years ago? I grew up Catholic, and I used to teach religion and the kids catechism and everything in the community for 20 some years, and grew up in a Catholic school, went to Catholic school, everything, and then I started, well, and I'm always interested in all kinds of other things, though, you know, but kept my Catholic tradition. And then I listened to you, me and an old friend of mine. I don't know if she still listens or not. I think she does, listens to repeats. Her and me and a few other college people used to listen to you years ago. And then we all would come back and forth to the call through our years. And
did you say college people?
Yeah, certain people I went to college with.
Okay.
Yeah.
But not while you were going to college, right?
No. And then, like, after we join up through the years, like, we used to discuss, like, different shows and stuff like that we like to listen to or whatever, that give us, you know, ideas, talks. And, like, we used to listen to Art Bell and Coast to Coast and Midnight in the Desert and stuff like that, right? So, and then we, you know, heard about your call, and we started listening to your call. And, you know, accessing the Elohim and so on. And with the other groups and that I participate with and work with to learn from and with, we all work together. Your stuff resonates with the same thing that they say, so I continue on coming and listening and trying to do my part to add in or to just join in.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for sharing. And let's see who else. Is Shirley there?
Hello.
You're not having this a panic attack, are you? Are you having a panic
yeah.
attack?
I'll just go
no.
with it.
Okay.
No, I'm doing okay. I was raised as a Catholic, and I was kind of a rebel rouser Catholic. I had trouble with Catholicism. I believed in the Holy Spirit resonated. When I was like 8 years old, after school, I would run over to the church, and I would light all the candles, the votive candles. And after a couple weeks of going to church and lighting the candles, I got caught. And the principal, which was a nun, she was afraid I was going to burn the church down. And that was not my intent at all. And I think I had a past life as a nun. And I had visions as a child. And I had visions of an airplane accident, and then my best friend's house burning down. And so with the Catholic religion, I felt like guilt, and I felt like I was making it happen, and I felt really bad, you know. I thought, oh my God, I'm possessed, you know. And so then I went and talked to the priest about it.
and he gave me some very good mantras. And so I'm...
A mantra? A Catholic priest gave you a mantra?
Yeah, he gave me like a booklet of Hindu mantras. Uh-huh. And
Catholic mantras?
Yes. No, okay. No, Hindu, Eastern Indian.
Hindu.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mhm. Mhm. And
he was a bold guy.
Yes, he became a cardinal actually.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, so he kind of resonated with me, and I kind of released a lot of guilt. And then I got in my early, and I was a wanderer at a very young age when I was just in training pants. I think I was like 2.5 years old. It was the first time I ran away from home. My aunt and uncle visited from Toledo, and I was living in Lima. It's like about an hour and a half drive, and they were leaving late at night, and so I crawled into the back seat of their car, and I laid down and waited till we got to Toledo, and then I popped up and said, surprise! and all I had on, just a pair of training pants, and so I had to wait the next day when she went and did some shopping for me, and she called my mom and told my mom where I was at, and so I stayed with my aunt and uncle for a week, and that was really fun. And then a couple years later, I ran away. It was just a block or two away to my other aunt's house, and I spent like half a day with her. My mom was quite upset with things that I would do, and I was always doing crazy stuff. But anyhow, I connected with an ARE group in the early 70s, and I got into astrology, and I'm more like a religion of all religions. And you have helped me to understand and see my pattern and my distortion and to accept myself and not judge myself and not to judge others. And you've really resonated. It was like an energy that led me. I first connected through BBS radio. It was like an energy that just kind of led me there. And I feel like I've always had raw channeling through me, but I think you have introduced me to the Elohim, and I thank you for that.
Well, thank you so much for sharing. And that was a very well-articulated, not a speech, but sharing. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And let's see here. Who else? I'm looking for people that don't always talk that much, okay? And how about Phyllis? Are you there,
I'm here.
Phyllis? Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You wanna share?
Sure. I was just trying to think how can I be succinct? I grew up in a family of a mother who used to pass out in confession, in the Catholic Church when she was a little girl, and finally her mom said, "You don't have to do that anymore." My father was a Protestant, and I learned like 10 years ago that the deal was when they got married that they'd go to one church one weekend and one church the other weekend. Well, they never did that as far as I was concerned. By the time I came along, they were not going to anything. And I grew up pretty much with two older brothers who were raving atheists. And so I thought that was the way to go. and spent most of my life.
You were half Catholic, right?
Oh gosh, I never thought of that. But you know, I always basically thought I was nothing. Label, no religion. And you know, we'd go once a year for Easter service maybe, or maybe Christmas Eve, but that was about it. And so I spent my life searching for what was missing in my life. I didn't have anybody to guide me, except away from established religion, and maybe that was a good thing. So when I was in my 50s, I was searching for something that I could listen to that was on the radio, because I couldn't find it on the TV, that was positive. And so I'm dialing around, and I found this radio station out of Bellevue near Seattle here, and an alternative talk radio show. And I started listening to one show, and then that, and then another, and then another. And it was like I started studying what they were saying, and I'm going, oh my God, they're saying all these really weird things about angels I had never heard of ascended masters. I just, everything was new to me. And I basically had been depressed since I was a teenager because I was missing out on all of this stuff. And it was like I finally found my home. And so a lot of these people who have these radio shows have become good friends of mine in the meantime. And this is just like over the past 4 or 5 years. Lauren called me up one morning and said, one Sunday morning, and said, hey, do you have 2 hours? And I'm going, 2 hours. I'm lying in bed. I'm in my pajamas. I have no idea what he means. And so I said, well, yeah. And then he said, well, there's this conference call I think you might find interesting. And so I said, okay. So I got on it, and I had one of the best days that I listened to you guys. And I just, it all fit with everything, just like what Don was saying. It blended. It fit with everything that I had heard prior to that. And it's just this marvelous, marvelous tying together of all loose ends. And I just love the idea of co-creating with the Elohim. And by the way, I never know whether to think, am I co-creating with, you know, after the call is over and I'm thinking about what I want and who I want to help and blah, blah. Am I addressing the Elohim, or am I addressing the Ra group? Am I addressing both of them? Am I addressing just the Ra On group? I don't quite know. So I kind of say all three. So that's it. I have found a treasure trove in everything that you say. And the joyful camaraderie picks me up when I've had just a whole day, and even when I've had a good day, it picks me up even better. So I love it. Thank you so much. Did I put you to sleep?
No. I was thinking about whole planet healing. Okay. Roger. Now I'm picking Roger. She's muted as well. Thank you, Hive. You've been doing a good job muting all these noisemakers. Okay. Let's see. Can I unmute Roger? Hi, so you at McCaskill?
Yes, I am.
Can you unmute Roger?
Yes, I can find him.
He is on page 2, 4th down.
Okay, here we go. Not working. I cannot unmute him. Roger, if you want to speak, press star 6.
Can you hear me now?
There we go.
Yes.
We hear you. Okay, okay. Good.
How much time do we have?
about a half a minute.
Well, I started out
2 minutes.
When I was about age 9, my parents were not religious at all. But we had an aunt who was a Baptist. She insisted that I get a good religious education, so I got enrolled in a Sunday school. And after a couple months of that, it drove me crazy. I couldn't stand it. I quit. And in my teens, I decided to be a good citizen and join a church. So I joined the Methodist Church and went to services. And the only thing I like about it was the music, because it had a really good organist. So that didn't last. And then I went in the Air Force for 20 years. While I was in the Air Force, I was hooked up with my ARE group. I was 3 years in Manila. I was hooked up with ARE group in Manila, which is kind of interesting. And I've been in and out of several New Age religions. I spent a couple of years in Unity. I was in Ekankar for 10 years. And I've just been in and out of several different things. And I got something out of all of it. When I was age 10, I was reading Fate magazine. You're familiar with that. So I've been interested in metaphysics all my life.
Excuse me, Roger. Yeah. Just a second.
Yeah.
Who is making that knocking sound? That's not you, is it, Roger?
Might be. I have a squeaky desk here, so I'll move. How's that now? Quiet?
Let me see.
Your sound was fading in and out for me, too.
So far, so good.
Okay. Okay, well, anyhow, I've just been in and out of all kinds of different things, and I even got initiated into Kriya Yoga at one point when I was in D.C. for a few months. Got to hang out with Milton Friedman. Nobody knows who he was, but...
With who? Who was he?
Milton Friedman, economist.
No. No, I don't know
who he is. He's a well-known economist. He's written a bunch of books and stuff, and really amazing guy. And a Kriya Yoga group, which is... Most people would be amazed. But anyhow, I've just been bouncing one thing to another, and when I found your group, that seemed to fit real well. So here I am.
Did you like Ekankar?
Yes, I did. But then at one point, the leader of Ekankar issued some very threatening words about people who had a difference of opinion. And I decided, no, this is not good, so I quit. And,
was that Darwin Gross?
No, this was Harold Klimt.
Harold Klimt, okay.
Yeah, this is a long time after Gross. I was doing well after he was already gone, so...
In retrospect, I think that Ekankar was working with Elohim energies.
Yeah, well, that's the only time I really had any connections. And what I felt was some kind of communication with the other side. And, but after Mr. Klimt, his behavior changed, turned me off, so I got out.
Oh, God. I hope my behavior doesn't change. Thank you for sharing.
Well, the guy that was the head of Ekankar was, he was audited quite a bit by John Sanborn, who was an auditor for Scientology. And
John Sanborn is the guy who was Plato, okay? No,
yeah. He was a very, very interesting guy. And he told me that he audited that the guy that was head of Eckankar.
Well, I don't know what time that would have been. The first guy that started was Paul Twitchell.
Right, Twitchell. That's his name.
And then, yeah, Twitchell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very interesting guy.
Yeah.
He was absolutely, he was on his own mission. It was really, really interesting guy to read about it.
Yeah.
So, anyhow,
Roger, thank you for your service.
Well, thank you. You're very welcome.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing, Roger. Because, yeah, Roger.
Well, I'd like to say I appreciate everyone's input, and I hear some amazing stories from people, and I love it.
Yeah. You know what? You guys are heavyweights. What am I doing here? In any case, we have to go to Whole Planet Healing. And I think I might do more of this. Because it's really great when you share your stories and put your frequencies into the mix. And it's kind of amazing for me to hear that, you know, feeling your energies. How many of you feel the energies on the call?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
I do. That's why we're here.
Now, Antonio is gone, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, well. All right. Okay. We better stop. But Raiden has an interesting story. A lot of people here have interesting stories. And then some of you, I never heard your story. And I'm cool with those people that don't usually talk and share much. And I thank all of you for sharing. And we're going to go to Whole Planet Healing. And if anyone's listening on BBS and wants to follow us, it's 712-770-4340. PIN is 250513. 712-770-4340. 250513. We will see you in a moment.
This session is no longer being recorded.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.